Okay, we are holding now for Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalid, the Erev Pesach, and there's no coincidence, we won't call it a Daf Yomi coincidence, we'll call it a Daf Yomi connection. We'll be talking about the Sugyas that are Mamish, Halach Lamaisa, and Yonadi Yoma. Okay, let's start with the Mishnah. Elu asurin v'oisrin b'chol shehu. The following things are osur themselves in the smallest amount. The kol shehu makes, well, will osur something else if it's mixed in. Yai nesech, we've been discussing, v'avodah zarah, the homasechta, v'oros levuvin. So oros levuvin was, we had earlier, I think, on chaf tes, were the types of skins that were cut out while the animal is still alive. The goyim used to cut it in like a circle to pull out the heart of the animal, so you could tell by the way it was, the slit was made, it was in a circle, that that's something that's osur as well, right? Rashi says in the beginning, even one in a thousand, so it's not bottle of a rove, it's not bottle of a shishim, it's not even a thousand, and it would make the entire taroves osur. The Ramaskal of Avodah Zarah. So Rashi explains that it's talking about a tsura sha'avduha. It's like a piece of it or something, an image that was in Shinis Arva Be'elef Tsuros She'enim Avodah Zarah. And it gets mixed in with a thousand pieces that are not Avodah Zarah. So again, it's not going to become batal. Oros levuvin, the have nami is suri hano. It's also prohibited getting benefit. Okay, what else does the Mishnah say? Shor haniskal, an animal that is chayiv to be killed by Bezdin because it killed somebody else. Egla arufa, the animal whose neck is broken, if there was an unidentified corpse, it's a very elaborate ceremony that's conducted, as we talked about in Sanhedrin. Some of the Rishonim learned the reason why it's such an elaborate ceremony with the Egla Rufa is because they had to generate a buzz. You know, there wasn't social media back in the day. They had to do a whole procession and people start talking. Why are they doing this? Oh, because, you know, Reuven on Nebuch, Reuven died. Well, yeah, what happened? I just saw Reuven. Oh, yeah, where'd you see him? Okay, so people start talking, Chavre, Chavre, Isle, and the news gets out and hope that lead to finding out who exactly was the murderer. The next is the Tzipori Mitzora, right? Coming up soon in Chumash, we'll have the din of Mitzora. So there was the birds that had to be done when part of the Tahara process for the Mitzora. Usar Nozir, the special hair that was cut off from the Nozir that's thrown in the fire as he's cooking up his shlamim. Petr Chamor, the firstborn donkey, right? Also, Pesach connection. Bosa Bechalav. Now, what exactly is the Bosa Bechalav over here? Let's leave Rashi. Bosr b'cholav says chatichas bosr shenizbash lo b'cholav, a piece of meat that was cooked in with another one. V'nesra b'noy sein tam, right? It gave off the taste fine. V'chazru, now that piece that was bosr b'cholav nisarvu be'elef chasichos, that one piece gets mixed in with a thousand other pieces. Oseres kulon behanoah, the entire mixture now becomes osir. The high tone is sarv. This mission is going according to the bosr b'cholav isr hanoah, that you're not allowed to get it. The plug to he be called bosser perikin chulim shchitas chulim. Yeah, the yesh lamenin me mishnah seinu the bosser bechol b'mashehu. There's some that learn out from our mishnah that bosser bechol is also b'mashehu, right? The smallest amount. The svurin the high bechol shehu the ketani kigon tipas chalav shenaf le kedera zu. I'm sorry, kedera o chasichas bosser ketane shenaf le kedera. So you had a little piece, a drop that falls into the stew, right? You have a drop of milk falls into the fleishig. Fleshig stew, right? Vafilu ain't one awesome ton. It's such a small amount. It's a kol shehu. Vitosu biyodim. It's a big mistake, says Rashi. Dahama fashina on the Gemara, the Tana Dover, Shibaminyan Kitani. We're explaining, we haven't gotten to that part yet, but we're calling about things that are Dover Shibaminyan that's so chashiv that you count it. Kigon, chasichas, bachasichos, mishum, the darkon, limonos, chashiv, velobatil. If you're talking about just regular boss that gets mixed in with that, obatipas chalav shenafel kaderis boss or a drop of milk that falls into the fleshig the meat sauce, mi havi davish b'minyan, right? Is that really a davish b'minyan? Va'od ha'ukimno kol isurin shebetorah shlovino b'noy sein tam. Okay, fine. So Rashi says it's a big mistake, and therefore that's not pshat that even the smallest amount is going to be osur. Rather, it's when you have a piece of bosr b'chalav already became, and then that piece gets mixed in with the other ones. That's what it is. Okay, back to the Mishnah still. V'so'ir hamishtaleach, right? The goat on Yom Kippur, the chun shnishchu b'azara, and a non-korban that was shechted in the azara. Hare elu osrin, they're osur v'osrin b'chol shehu. And they themselves make it osur as well. Okay, says the Gemara. Tonamai Kuchoshiv. What exactly is the criteria that our Tana, our Mishnah, is using when it's counting up these Isurim B'Choshehu? E Dovah Shebe Minyan Kuchoshiv, if it's something that's a Dovah Shebe Choshiv, I'm sorry, Dovah Shebe Minyan. So what does that mean, a Dovah Shebe Minyan? Some things are so important that you don't, you count them. In other words, when you're buying something that's important, I'm buying three cows, right? But I'm saying, like, something that's not so chashuv, like rice. I'm buying 10 grains of rice. No, I'm saying I'm buying a pound of rice. I don't count each one individually. It's not chashuv enough. I don't say I'm buying a field of cows. I count exactly how much it is. So if it's a dovah shebe minyan, that shows that it's chashuv, right? That's meaning, that's what's the criteria over here. In that case, listening now me chasichas nevelas, then a nevela should be taught. The isur hanah kachoshiv. If the pshat is in the mission is it saying it's also bechanah, so listening now me chometz bePesach. All right, here's our connection. So teach chometz bePesach. It's osur. Umar Rav Chia bar Abba v'itaim Rav Yitzchak nafcho haytana tarte isle. Our Tana has two svaras, right? It's both of them. It's not one or the other. It's both. And therefore, if it has both criteria, then in fact, that would be. And that's probably pshat that Rashi's learning is to why it had to be the yain also we could discuss as well. But it had to be the piece of basa b'chol that fell in. Someone asks, one second. The lisne egozi perech v'rimoni vadon. So there's other types of choshev things, these perech nuts, and these badan, or pomegranates, right? These are also choshev things, and they grow during the first 3 years, it's orla, so therefore, it's a dover shebe minyan, ve'isuri hanahu, right? So it meets both of your criteria, but yet it was not counted in there. Saha tani lehasam. No, it's over there in orla. Haroi orla orla. Anything that could become orla, so it's going to become orla. The Kliya Kerem, and anything that could become Kliya Kerem is counted as Kliya Kerem, right? So therefore, since it's taught over there, you have to have Bekiyas, but it was taught in the Mishnah in Orla, in Perek Yemel, so therefore, it's unnecessary to mention those two cases of the, these Egozi Perech and the Rimoni Badan here in our Mishnah. Okay, so we keep going. V'lisne kikaros shel bal habayis l'inyin chomet v'pesach. So let's teach the Kikoros, loaves of a Baal HaBayis, right? So that should be also prohibited. Saman Shamas the Amalel, right? Where did you hear this? That's buzzing. Rabbi Akiva, Ha'atan Alei, Ha'asam. Learned over there. Rabbi Akiva, Moisif al Kikoros Shel Baal HaBayis. So he adds this to the list over there in Orla. Yes, the Kikoros of a Baal HaBayis are also considered in the same Cheshman. Hare Elu. And it says these things. So what does that mean? Meaning Elu, meaning myself. Whenever I say something this, it meaning the implication is it's this and not that. So Hare Elu, what's the not that? So Lema'ute Mai, what's it coming to exclude? Lema'ute Dover Shebe Minyan Vila Visur Hanah. So it's something that's a Dover Shebe Minyan, meaning it's something that's Choshev, but it's not, it doesn't have an Isur Hanah to it. Inami, or it could go the other way. Lema'ute in Isur Hanah, something that has a prohibition of Hanah from it, Vila Dover Shebe Minyan, but it's not something that is a necessarily Choshev enough to be counted separately, and therefore that's when. So it's only having one of these two that would not. And the conclusion is it has to have both. Okay, next Mishnah. Getting closer and closer to the end of Avodah Zarah. One of my Talmidim pointed out, he says, how many Dapa? I said, there's 76. He says, oh, Ayin Vav. Because you couldn't have Ayin Zion for Avodah Zarah. Cute. Okay, back to the story. Says the Mishnah, Yayin Nesech Shenof Labor. So you had Yayin Nesech that falls into the pit. Kulo osur b'hanah. The whole thing becomes osur b'hanah. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer yimachir kulo legoy chutz mide yain nesach shabo. So you sell the whole thing of everything that's in the boar can be sold to the goy, and that can be paid except for you have to subtract the amount of money of the yain nesach that fell in. So Omer Rav says the Gemara halacha k'rav ben Shimon ben Gamliel chavis b'chavis. It applies when it's one barrel mixed with another one avali. Lo yain b'yain, but not when it's one wine mixed with wine that's mutter. Ushmul mafili yain b'yain. Shmuel says even when the wine itself became mixed with mutter wine, the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. V'chein amar Rabba bar Bar Chana amar Rav Yochanan says the same thing. Afili yain b'yain. Even if wine becomes mixed with other wines, nevertheless, still the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. V'chein amar Rebbe Shmuel bar Nachmeni, amar Rebbe Chanina, afila yayin b'yayin, right? V'chein amar Rebbe Nachman, amar Rabba bar Avua, afila yayin b'yayin. So you have all these that follow the opinion. Amar Rebbe Nachman, interesting, the Gemara Tara collection doesn't say this phrase so often. Halach lemaisa, right? Someone said we say, you don't see that too much in the Gemara. Halach lemaisa, right? So where's the Rashi on that? No, the Rashi says you should be this is a lashon of hora. I don't see the Rashi. Oh, there it is. Three lines from the bottom. Halach lemaisa says Rashi lohoros al hamaisa. This is Aisha Paskin, right? He's like, what's the halach lemaisa? So the Gemara uses our lashon. We use the Gemara's lashon. I should say, be more precise. Halach lemaisa yayin nesech yayin biyayin oser chavis bechavis mutter stam yayin. But if it's just regular wine, not the yayin nesech, so stam yayin afilu yayin biyayin is mutter. So we hold like halach lemaisa, like Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay. Mishnah on Amud Beis. Gas shel evin she zok so goy. So you had a type of stone wine press that was lined with zephis, so with like a type of tar or with pitch, and then afterwards they poured wine onto that because it smells bad. So the reason that the goy is pouring the wine on is in order to make the smell better. So what's the din now? You want to kind of kash this. So it says menagva v'hi tahora. You have to clean it off, dry it off, and it's going to become tahara. So we'll have to explain. It's tomorrow's daf. I mean, we're probably not going to get to it today, but tomorrow's daf is going to explain what exactly is the process. It doesn't just simply mean drying it. It's going to talk about the offer and the mayim, etc. But we'll see that in Mitzvah Shem. Vishel eitz. So if it was a wooden thing, so Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, right? Rebbe Omer Yinagev, you dry it off, right? V'chacham Omer Yiklof Es Hazefes. You have to peel off the tar, that pitch, completely, right? V'shel Cheres. The third category is, right, the first one was like a stone. We had wood. Now we have Cheres, which is earthenware, right? So what's the din? Af a pishakolof Es Hazefes Hareza Asura. Even if you're going to peel off the tar over it, nevertheless, it's going to be Osir. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Davka Zafso." Zafso. This is when you've lined it with this tar. Aval Darach Ba. But if you stepped on it, like you smashed the grapes on it, right? Without lining it with these zephes, so then in that case, lo, you do not need to do this. What says Pshita? Zafso. It says Tanan. You had it. It says you put the tar on. No, mahu detema hu hadin afilu dorach ba. You would have thought the havamin is that would be true. I'd still have to clean it in the same way, even if all I did was just smash, trample the grapes on it. V'hai tekani zafso. And the fact that it says zafso, orcha demilso katani. It's just, that's normally the way it's done, right? It's typically that way. But if it wasn't done that way, you wouldn't have to do it. So kamash malan, that because that's the chiddush. You wouldn't have to do it if it was only if it's only just trampled. Ika da Amri, so some say have a different pshat in what Rava said. Ika da Amri, Omer Rava, Davka Zofsa, Aval Dorach Bo, Lo Sogi Lo Benigov, that it's only if it was tarred up, pitched, but if you trampled on it, the wine, then you would, that's not good enough just to dry it off. Spshita, Zofsa, Tani, that's obvious, the Mishnah said, Zofsa, no, Maritema, Hu Hadin, Afila Dorach Bo, you think the same thing apply, even if you also did the smashing, treading on the grapes. V'hai Ketani, Zofsa, on the eye, why the Mishnah mention that? Orcha Demilsa Ketani, that's just the normal way. So Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is, Davka Zofsa, Aval Dorach Bo, Lo Sogi, Lo Benigov, right? And if you when you clean it out, that's only if it was lined up. But if you, I'm sorry, I said back. No. If you trampled on the grapes in it, then it's not going to be sufficient just to clean it. And the Gemara now gives a maisa story to bring this out. Okay, says the Gemara, ki hahu de osa l'kayme de Rebbe Chiya. Right, the certain guy comes to Rebbe Chiya, Amalei, and he says to him, havli gavra, give me a person de doche li ma'atzartai, who can clean up, who can purify my wine press. I mean, I just bought it. I guess this was a commodity that they were selling back then. He bought a wine press. Now he says, I need to, kosher. Amrle Rav Zil Bahade Vechazi Delo Mitzav Chas Alai Be Midrasha. So Rav Chia says to Rav, go with him, and I want you know, I want you to do such a thing, they're not going to be laughing at me. Or not, that's not laughing. Tzavchas means like to scream or to complain. They're not going to be upset with me. That's what he's saying. Like, I want you to do something, so they're not going to be upset with me in the base medrash. So, ozel chazie deha shia tfei. So Rav went and see this guy and sees that the wine press was very, she means it's very smooth. She tfei. So hay vada benigov sogilo. So certainly all I have to do is just clean this. That's going to be sufficient for it, right? Benigov sogilo. Bahade deko ozlo v'osli. So he's going around, he's thinking, he said, choze pila mituse v'choze dahave male chamra. Oh, and he's going and he's cleaning it up and he sees there's a crack underneath and it's filled up with the wine. So now he understands, aha, Amr, and he says, halo sogile benigov el bekiluf. That's what it means now. It's not going to be just to clean, I have to actually scrape it off, right? Hainda Amr li chavivi. And that's what my uncle, he calls him chavivi, that's what Rav Chiya said when he said to me, "Chazi delo mitzavchas alai be midrasha." I want you to do such a good job that's not going to give anybody tainus against me, not going to be upset with me in the Beis Medrash. There's actually a machloikis that's brought down in Kuflamet Ches and Sif Aleph. What would be the din? This is talking about where the goy had it, right? What if a Jew used it first, right, and then the goy used it afterwards? So the Rav says it's mutter. The Ran argues and says no, and they still in that case. Oh, the Rebbe says even more. Says it's mutter even if it's kli cheres. That's a chiddush. Even if the wine press was a kli cheres, an earthenware one, that'd be fine if it's as long as a Jew uses it. And the Ran argues, but that's brought down in the simon over there. Okay, keep on with the Gemara. Tan Rabbonin. We learned in a Braisa, hagas v'hamachatz v'ham. So if you have the wine press and then the ladle and the funnel that belongs to a non-Jew, Rebbe Mati Benigov. Rebbe says, Rebbe Hunanasi says, it's good enough just by cleaning it out. The Chachamim Oyster, the Chachamim are going to say, no, it's going to be Oser. He agrees if they're talking about these earthenware things that belong to them, that's going to be Oser. Then what's the chilek between this case? So it explains. One jug you put the wine in for a storage purpose, meaning it's going to be there for a long time. And the other things like the funnel and stuff like that, that's not the storage thing. That's not there for a long time. It's used very quickly. Vishel eitz, vishel evan, whether it's made of wood or whether it's made out of stone, yinagiv, you have to clean them off. But if it's lined with the pitch, right, the tar, whatever it is, so asurin, that's going to be asur, and therefore just cleaning it's not going to be good enough to make it kosher. Snag Gemara asks on the last part of the Brice of Hatanan, we learned, gas shel evin she zok zogoy, you have a stone wine press, right, that the non-Jew lined it with the pitch, menagvahi v'tahara, right, you just clean it off and then it's good to go, it's tahara. Mas nisin delo dorach bo, the Mishnah is talking about a case where he didn't tread on the grapes afterwards, he didn't step on them. However, the Brice of the dorach bo, the Brice is, the Chilik is, the Brice is talking about a case where, in fact, the guy did step on the grapes inside of the wine press. Mar, Omer Mar, right? Hagas v'hamachatz v'hamashpeif shogoyim. You have the wine press, the ladle and the funnel belongs to the non-Jew. Rebbe Matya Benigov. Rebbe allows it just by cleaning it. V'chamim Oksrin. V'chamim says, it's nope, no good. V'anan tanan. And we learned, shalcheres, when it comes to a case of an earthenware, even if you peeled off, you scraped away all the tar, it's still osir. So Amarava safe in Masnisin Atnan Oson Lirabonan. No, the last part of the Mishnah is really the Shita of the Rabbanim that you see. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi himself was such an onav, he didn't put his own Shita into the Mishnah. Okay. Dorish Rava. This is a fascinating sugya we'll get into right now. We can discuss it more tomorrow on Yom Tov Mir Tashem. But it's like this. Nova Artachu. This type of tank that was used. So how do you kosher it? So you have put boiling hot water in it. That's the way that you cleaned it. So the question the Rishonim are discussing over here is how do you get the hot water into the kli. Says Omer Dorish Rav. Rav says, right, Nova Art. How do you get hot? So the Orb Zeruah says, well, it must be that you lit a fire. You lit a fire underneath it, and therefore, that's how you got it hot, and that's how you're able to kasher it. But others, Tosfos, namely over here, and discusses, it must be the, no, you're not heating it up in a Kli Rishon, you're pouring it out from a Kli Rishon, and that's the sugya of Irui. Irui Kli Rishon. What's the status of Kana? Because they're assuming that you're not heating up the water in it, you're taking hot water from somewhere else and you're pouring that into it. So the Tosfos long over here brings down three-way machlokis as to what exactly is the halachic status of Irui Kli Rishon. So Tosfos says, Dorsh Rav Anava Artichu, Pirish, Higilu Gitoyos Hagidolim, right? Heat up these big things. Mikan Omer Bein Tam, De Iri Kikli Rishon. So from here it says the first shita is the Rabbeinu Tam, that when you irui, when you take something from a Kli Rishon and you pour it into another, that irui, that part is also called a Kli Rishon. Then his brother argues with him. We'll skip a few down, lines down. Aval Rashbam Cholik al Rabbeinu Tam. Right? He argues Va'omer de irui ki Kli Sheni hu legamrei. So he says no, it's not. Once you've left the Kli Rishon, by pouring out from it, the status of a Kli Sheni begins, and therefore, it's not a Kli Rishon, it is a Kli Sheni. So two different opinions. So what else could you possibly have, right? It's either Kli, now again, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, Mem Beis, the Kli Sheni Ein Mevashel, so it's very important to understand what the status is of Ilui Kli Rishon. The last line before it gets wide, Hash de Pirashti Iri Einilo Mavliev La Mavlid Rakide Klipa. Right? That's what we hold, like that it goes only Kide Klipa, the outer shell is what cooks by Iri Kli Rishon. I think they attribute this sheet to the Rabbeinu Baruch, that's what it is, that Iri Kli Rishon is Kide Klipa, and the Halach Lamais, that's what we follow, right? Im Kein Hani Chavio Shel Goyim Sagi Lahubi Iroi, that's why it's good enough. Dumi Legas to Ka'omer Ha'acha. Navach, or fine. Yeah, so if just maybe speak up for a minute, like where these shilas come up. So let's say a person wants to heat up a baby bottle. So if one could just put the baby bottle on Shabbos, we're talking about obviously, you could put it into a Kli Rishon. You could, you know, take like a coffee mug or something like that, put from the urn into there and just put the baby bottle in there. Or you could directly, I mean, it wouldn't be so practical, but halach l'mais, you could put the baby bottle directly under the urn. It's going to pour the water. We hold it's only mivashel kadei klipa, and the kadei klipa is the cup, is the bottle itself, so it's not going to be cooking it. That would be another way to doing it. Another thing that the Rishonim, Achronim discuss in these types of shilas is what about when you're making a cup of coffee or something like that, or you're using a kli, you want to make tea and you're using a kli, and then there's a few drops left in the bottom of it. You have to dry out the bottom because you want to now put that cup under the urn again. So if Ilui Kli Rishon is Mevash Shel Kadei Klipa, so it's going to hit the drop. So we're talking about solids actually, but by liquids the Ranan says there's no problem. However, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, writes, if it was hot water already, meaning you just use that cup and you're reusing it again, then there's grounds to be makel sveik sveika. If it's, you know, cold water that's in the bottom of the cup, like from the you know, it was in the sink or something like that, then it would be kedai to be machmir net. Okay, let's just try to finish up the Gemara. It's Erev Pesach. Rava kihave mishader gufe la harpana. When he would send these types of empty kegs to this place called Harpanya, sochef lehu apumaihu, he would turn them over, right? Vechosim lehu abitz tzaihu, and then he would put a like a seal over them, around them. So it's like a chosim b'toch chosim, it's a double seal. Kasavar kol davar shebemach niso lekiyam, anything that's being used for holding the wine for a long period of time, I feel a fisha, even if it's being used temporarily, nevertheless, gozube rabbonan, and therefore it would be osir, even if it did have yayin nesech in it. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzrayim will continue with this on the first day of Yom Tov, wishing everybody a chag kosher v'sameach.